Sound of Freedom movie. Every time they pull a PSYOP, it's an opportunity for more people to wake up. So, let's wake up. Making a movie about child trafficking is not going to raise awareness and has nothing to do with that. Know Thine Enemy. They make Revelation of the Method films like this as a ritual, as a way of pulling in your energy, pulling on your heartstrings, and making you outraged. This film is a mockery of anyone who's ever been trafficked before. Politicians and Hollywood actors have a blood oath, and they have a soul-binding contract that you don't just get out of. Do you know how many of Maxwell's and Epstein's clients are laughing their asses off at us right now? You just paid them millions of dollars to continue child trafficking. Remember Balenciaga? Yeah, they're still going strong. Sitting in a movie theater, eating popcorn, being ritually traumatized, is not going to end trafficking. Now, this idea is implanted into millions of people's subconscious minds, and this is how they push their agendas forward. Remember problem, reaction, solution? Well, what they do is they make you outraged, and then you want to go and yell at the politicians and tell them to do something, and they're ready with the solutions. And this solution will be about microchipping your children to protect them. Biometric digital identity is what they are after, and why they are doing this to you and fooling you into accepting exactly what they want. Learn to discern. When you see something go viral in all the truther communities, just take a step back, because nothing goes viral naturally. They want you to know this. They want you to be upset. They want you to be ritually traumatized, and they want you to demand that they act. Ironically, the people who will be asked to take action are the very ones who are doing these crimes. If you really want to make a difference and change things, then go talk to those who have been trafficked before, and they will teach you things. And the other way would be to empower people to step out of the system, to know what the New World Order agenda is, and to not comply on any level. And anytime something comes out that is a bleeding heart fantasy, just ignore the ritual. Do not watch it. Do not partake in it. Step back your energy and give your energy where it's needed, to the Most High. And that will be your power.